you're hearing my voice right now because a director pointed her finger at me, cued me to talk. On our show, that director is Sarah Byer Kelly.
Stand by with Scott. You'll fade the music under him and then to the funder. Ready?
During weekday afternoons at NPR, okay. The director is often a man named Bob Boylan. He works for a show that we call Weekday Edition. You might know it as All Things Considered.
Hit it. You got Boats at 13. Gagne's 45, Berkus is 36, and Overby's 49.
It's rare to hear directors speak on the air, but you often hear their work. The director is the person who makes certain that a show starts on time and that the right stories get on the air. The director also picks the music. This song and 15 others appear on a new CD called All Songs Considered 2. It's produced by All Things Considered director Bob Boylan, who last year produced the first All Songs Considered CD. Robert, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And this piece of music first. It's intense and haunting. What is it?
It's by Gustavo Santaolalla. He plays an instrument called a charango. It's an instrument made out of an armadillo shell, and it's about the size of a ukulele. It's got five pairs of strings, so it's a 10-stringed instrument. And it's just beautiful. He's Argentinian. He grew up listening to the Beatles as well as listening to Argentinian music. His mom listened to old 78s of Les Paul and Mary Ford. And all of that's sort of in his music.
Before we go any further, explain to us, please, why, on All Things Considered and other NPR shows, it is so common to play music between news segments.
I think it probably, just to fill time, was probably the actual reason to do it.
Yeah.
But somebody and others way before me got pretty clever doing it and found out that you could actually help people digest the story they just heard, especially if it's a moving story. It gives people time to think about what they heard.
Now, I know I've had the experience of rounding the corner coming out of our vast complex of studios, and you'll be sitting in your office, and a couple of times you've said, yeah, come in here, you've got to hear this. Under this new collection, All Songs Considered 2, can you give us an example of a song that captured your ear that way and that you wanted just to take the first person around the corner who sees you in your office and play this for them?
I did that just with the Be Good Tanya song, and I put it on, and the first thing I thought of is, I know this song, but I couldn't place it.
Well, I feel like an old hobo. I'm sad, lonesome, and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you. But you carry them with you on the soles of your traveling shoes. Well, I love you so dearly. I love you so clearly. I'll wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wandering blues. I got the wandering blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways one of these days soon. And I sing the littlest birds sing the prettiest songs.
And the whole record was like that. It was just one gorgeous, familiar tune after another, but I'd never heard any of them.
Where did you hear it, and where did you get it?
I guess I listen to about 80 or 100 CDs a week, or at least parts of 80 to 100 CDs a week.
Oh, gosh.
So I put on a cut, mm-hmm. And if the first one gets me, then I'll begin to even look at what's on the CD and who this is. Mm-hmm. I listen blindly to everything I get. I'll just put it on without knowing who it is, so it's somebody's basement CD or REM's new CD. It all gets heard in the mm-hmm. same way to me.
Let me ask you about you know, the events that we shared in this network from our kind of parochial position sometimes of reporting the news. September 11th, 2001. What did you begin to think about? How did you begin to... And we couldn't find the words. How did you begin to try and find the music?
When I came in that day, the first thing I did was I thought, okay, well, what am I going to play? And so I stared at this wall of 4,000 or 5,000 CDs, and then all of a sudden I had this awful feeling, like, what am I doing? And it was a long day for everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how long it was before we first played the very first bit of music, but I do remember when I hit that music, I remembered again why I love music so much and why music's important. One of the pieces of music I played was an incredible piece called Eternal Future, which is on the All Songs Considered CD by Caleb Sampson. It just knocked me out. It just stopped me dead in my tracks, and where everything stopped for a minute. NPR, we started a web music show called All Songs Considered, where I could take some of these great pieces of music that have no other homes and then not only play them, but tell you about the artist and tell you about where they come from, where does the music come from, if it's from another country, what is this country like, and why is there that kind of music in this country, do it with pictures and words while the song plays. It's sort of a multimedia presentation that we do.
There's 16 artists on this new CD, and I wonder if you could introduce us to a few of them and their music.
We can start with the first one because it's a band I never heard of called The Frames. This was a group that got pigeonholed into doing a style of music they didn't like doing. And the reason was is because the sort of record label they were on sort of was pushing them in a direction that they didn't want to be. And the band basically says goodbye. And they say goodbye to their label. They started their own label. And now they're writing music that you can just tell, even from 20 seconds, that it's just got this heart and soul and has direction, a sound like I've not heard before. If you go to when we take cut six, which is Mark Rebo. New York guitarist, played with the Lounge Lizards and lots of other sort of well-known New York jazz bands, honoring the music of a fellow named Arsenio Rodriguez, who's a Cuban big band leader, and just this great beat.
Bob, this has been delightful. Coming to the end of the interview, however, and I'm going to ask for your director's pick. What piece of music would you select to come out of this interview?
On the All Songs Considered CD, I end the CD with a piece by a band that R. Crumb is in. You remember R.
Sure,
Crumb?
Sure, the cartoonist.
The great cartoonist. And he loved 78s, and he packed it all up with his giant collection of 78s, moved to Paris, and he joined this band called Les Primitifs des Futurs, the Future Primitives, I think is how it translates, and I'm sorry about my French. And you hear it, and immediately you can see his cartoons and his humor. It's so much fun.
Robert, thanks very much for talking with
us. Thanks, Scott.
Bob Boylan, director of All Things Considered from NPR News. He is also the producer of All Songs Considered at NPR.org and two CDs by the same name. Bob, why don't you take it from here? Tell him what to do.
Bring it up full.
Let me give you an opportunity now that for once you're on the other side of the glass, okay? See how easy it is to end the show. Okay, open his mic, Andy, and...
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm not Scott Simon.